On Trade and Economic Development to order. We're going to open a work session for the purpose of introduction of committee bills.
Madam Chair.
Kim is going to summarize first.
Okay.
An LC that we have in front of us.
I don't have to. The committee's not interested in hearing that. You can go ahead and just entertain the motion.
All right. Representative March.
Madam Chair, I would move that LC draft 1923 be introduced as a committee bill.
Do we have any discussion? Any objection? Seeing and hearing no objection, the motion carries, and LC draft 1923 will be introduced as a committee bill. I'll close the work session. All right. I'm now going to open a public hearing on House Bill 3131, and while Kim tells us a little bit about it, Representative Berger, do you want to go to the table?
Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members. House Bill 3131 directs the Director of the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department to establish program goals, objectives, and benchmarks for department programs. It requires the department to collect and compile data about program performance and specifies that for tourism programs, information compiled on job creation shall include information on the type of jobs created and the compensation and benefit levels for those jobs.
Thank you, Kim. Representative Berger, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much. For the record, I'm Vicki Berger, Representative District 20. Members of this committee, I sponsored this bill out of a sort of a sense of frustration, knowing that I was going to be serving on this committee. I was trying to get a handle on OECD and how it works and how it fits together, and in reading up, particularly in this document, Assessment of Cost-Effective Oregon's Economic Development Programs, it was clear that one of the things that we were a little weak in is in this benchmark and assessment area of the programs. Some of them may be fine programs, but it's very hard, was very hard for me to tell exactly what they did and where they were going and whether they accomplished those goals. So in that spirit, I had this drafted, HB 3131. And what I have in mind is a way for all of us to be able to look at this department and have an sort of an apples to apples comparison of what where they're going and what each program is trying to do, which is sort of goal based. One of the things that we're all familiar with is this particular report, the tax expenditure report. Whether you agree or disagree with the tax expenditures in it, this document itself is of great service when you're comparing diverse things and how they fit together. And it's in that spirit that I am trying to get at that for some of the diverse economic development programs that are going through this department. So that was my thoughts in suggesting this, and I will leave it to the department to tell you more.
Thank you. Any questions for Representative Berger? Representative March, here's your opportunity.
Yes, Representative Berger, I want to thank you for a novel concept, but I'm very disappointed in this bill. I see it doesn't have my name on it, and I wish that you'd brought it by so I could have co-sponsored it, but I will do a letter to the chief clerk of the House.
You see mine's on there.
Yeah, I think she doesn't like me.
Madam Chair, if I may respond, Representative March, you know how it was at the end, trying to get a few names, and I might have missed you, but I'm sure you were very busy with other things at the time, and you were top on my list, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't take it personally then. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Representative Berger.
Thank you.
Sherry Shang. Thank you and welcome. Go ahead.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Sherry Shan. I'm the Deputy Director of Oregon Economic and Community Development Department. Have some prepared remarks to share with you on the proposed bill, House Bill 3131. And wanted to make sure that you have a copy in front of you. Let me just walk you through this fairly quickly.
Thank you.
the way we read House Bill 3131 is, as proposed, the bill will direct the department to establish program goals, objectives, and benchmarks for a variety of department programs, collect and compile the data, and report them on department performance. In addition, it specifies the information required for tourism programs. In summary and in general, OECD currently tracks and reports performance on 22 agency-wide measures that contribute to 9 Oregon benchmarks. And by Oregon benchmarks, I'm referring to the work of the Oregon Progress Board, which gets reported and updated periodically as a state effort. The Economic and Community Development Commission, in addition, sets biennial targets for each of these 22 agency-wide performance measures. And in addition, program-level goals and objectives already exist, and data are collected at the program level. In general, OECD supports the intent of House Bill 3131, and with some assumptions that we have applied in interpreting the language proposed in 3131, we can support the bill as it's drafted. And let me just review these assumptions with you and make sure that we're not assuming something that's totally different from what you had intended. The first one is benchmarks would apply to program categories and not individual programs. And by that, we mean if we go with the terminology and definition of benchmarks as used by the Work in Progress Board, then benchmarks are high-level policy outcome and not low-level program-specific targets or measurable results. Although we currently engage in measuring the results at the specific low-level program level, we would like to clarify that when you intend for benchmarks to be collected and reported on, that they do in fact stay at the high level as consistent with the Oregon Progress Board's work. The second one is semantic differences between the bill language and the department's performance measures do not represent substantive differences. For example, in the bill, you refer to leverage, and we currently have a performance measure that's called partner match. We interpret them to be the same thing, but we want to make sure that they do not represent different ideas. The third one is sister entities, including the Tourism Commission, Film and Video Office, and Arts Commission, may continue the use of their current performance measures. Each entity currently collects performance data in a number of areas. And our interpretation by reading the bill is not that the bill is directing these sister entities to use new and different performance measures, but merely they need to report their performance measure. And if that's, with the exception of tourism, which has Section 2.4, specify something that's right now not collected. So that goes to the fourth point, which is new data required of the Tourism Commission can be funded within tourism resources. We asked the tourism staff to do a quick estimate of what they think is the likely cost, and their estimate is $60,000 to $75,000 based on their current tourism budget and marketing campaign and therefore the scope of the impact. If, as you know, there's a current proposed bill for tourism dedicating additional lodging tax collection toward tourism marketing, and therefore in the future the scope of the tourism funding impact may be greater, and so the associated costs related to collecting information on job and wage, etc., may be different from the $60,000 to $75,000. Our assumption is if the lodging tax passes, there will be sufficient funds within the new revenues to support the study. However, currently, those funds are not in the proposed 0305 budget. And finally, if you intended for us to adopt and use new benchmarks in addition to the 90-some Oregon benchmarks that are available, from which we actually select appropriate benchmarks for our program level, program category level linkages, then we would be able to use the work in progress board and staff to assist in the effort, because that is expertise and resources we currently do not have in our 0305 budget. I'd be happy to provide some additional background information to kind of clarify these assumptions. First of all, over the last 2 years, OECDD has implemented a performance tracking and reporting system. In the last 18 months, OECDD has made 3 progress reports on this particular effort, the performance tracking and reporting effort, to the Interim Joint Legislative Audit Committee. I have attached a copy of the most recent report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and that is the last 3 pieces of paper in your, or 2 pieces of paper in your packet. And as you will see, what we have focused on are in tying the performance measure to department mission goals and work plans to make sure everything is consistent in nomenclature and the way we carry out high-level ideas in our work program and then how we measure them. Secondly, to simplify the performance measure process and reporting of performance, we have had, frankly, many comments on our current performance measure system have too many measures already and had been told to simplify them. So we had simplified, with the guidance of the Economic and Community Development Commission, the 27 measures down to 22, and then in addition, in our most recent annual report, had focused the reporting of higher level performance outcomes such as jobs and investments leveraged and return on investment. In addition, strengthen the procedural for data collection and verification. As you can imagine, when we fund so many projects and collect so many points of data, that there is always room for improvement. And then finally, use performance measure information for accountability reporting and program management. This is something that we have been doing consistently, and not only just at the department level with the management team, but also with our commission. Let me go back to my testimony and pick it up at the last paragraph of the first page. We read the direction in House Bill 3131, Section 2.1, are consistent with the department's current practice, as I've kind of reviewed with you. OECDD currently has 22 agency-wide performance measures that contribute to 9 Oregon benchmarks. Have attached a copy of the summary of our performance measure, which is the first attachment to the right behind the testimony. And in that, you will see that the 22 performance measures are listed. They're listed and organized under 3 goals. The first one is create economic opportunities. Second one is build quality communities. And the third one is manage for results, which tend to be more administrative measures. For each measure, we have the data back to 1997-98 on a fiscal year basis. And so we are able to look at the current period and compare them against historical results. And in addition, we have targets set for the upcoming biennium on an annual basis, and these targets are set by our commission. So as we report the performance results, we compare back against what we have done in the past, and at the same time, we look forward to see if we have been able to accomplish the results at a level that is appropriate given the targets that have been set for that period. We do collect data at the program, individual program level. However, at this point, we're not reporting the results at the individual program level, partly because we have been told there are too many measures, too many data points reported, and it's much more useful and helpful in a policy evaluation for you to see aggregated results, which is why we ended up with those 22 agency-wide performance measure. Let me pick it up at the middle part of the second page of testimony. And it talks about pass-through funds and our sister entities. An issue related to the department's performance reporting has been with programs funded with pass-through funds. These pass-through programs include our sister agencies, of which there are three. There are the Oregon Tourism Commission, the Arts Commission, and the Film and Video Office. And in addition, a major amount of pass-through money through the department is to where the regional and rural investment programs funds, which are administered under regional rural boards or partnerships. I think the point that we want to make sure you know is each of these entities have statutory authority separate from the department, and therefore the department is happy to collect and report performance data from them. But we are at this point interpreting House Bill 3131 as not directing the department to do anything that's outside of the current statute, meaning either telling these independent entities how they should use their money or what they should be reporting, except for Section 2.4, which specifies what tourism needs to collect in addition to what they currently are reporting. Now, by pointing out that aspect, it does not suggest these programs currently are not assessing their performance. It simply suggests that they operate independently under separate boards and commissions and are statutorily really functioning more as a pass-through loosely affiliated with the department rather than being directed by the department. For example, the Tourism Commission currently collects data on the impact of their marketing campaigns. But these data do not involve job creation or commensurate benefit and compensation level. Instead, they focus on the general return to Oregon's economy and the state's general fund. So we're happy to, in general, support the bill. We are totally supportive of the intent of the bill. Try to be specific about the assumptions that we had applied in interpreting the bill language and terminologies. Want to make sure that we are not misinterpreting your intent and your definition of these words. And if we are in agreement in these interpretations, then the department can implement the requirements of House Bill 3131 with no additional fiscal requirement. And I'm happy to answer any questions or hear your comments.
Thank you very much. Representative Berger.
What I visualized, I'll be frank with you, is something a little less big than this and a little more goal-directed. Madam Chair, excuse me. Maybe it just needs to be a little clearer as to what exactly this is. In your performance measure data summary, could we just take leveraged or your partner match? Is that on here somewhere?
Yes, partner match, Madam Chair and Representative Berger. I believe partner match is on page 3, which would be number 22.
Partner match, okay, that's for managed results?
Yes.
And that refers to what? You want to explain to me what that is? That for?
Yes, I'm happy to. Partner match. The data comes from every time we make an investment through a project. We collect information on what are the other funding sources that would contribute to this project. And the other investments that our money, the state money, was able to enable. So in the case of a business finance project, for example, a company is looking for loans in order to make improvement to a plant and therefore create additional jobs. If the total improvement costs $10 million and the state put in $5,000 in order to leverage, to guarantee a loan that's made through a bank, so the bank can make the loan and the business investment can take place, we would count the bank loan as the leverage or the partner match. We would count our money, the money we put toward as guarantee, as the state's money. For an infrastructure project, let's say we're helping to build a water, drinking water facility at a community. If the project cost $500,000, the department put down $300,000 and the locals come up with $200,000, the department's money would be the state funds and then the rest of the money will be the so-called partner match. We collect that information on each project basis. What you see here is the agency-wide summary. So for that time frame of either 12 months or 6 months, we wrote up all the information, do a one calculation, and then show what the result looked like. Mm-hmm. As I understand, the proposal in House Bill 3131 requires us or directs us to report this information at a program level. And since we collect the information at the project level, it is no problem for us to roll it up at the program level and report it that way. All I was saying is right now we roll it all the way up to the agency level and report them, because partly that's because we have been told too many measures, and if you report them at the program level, it's confusing. We just want to see agency-wide, how are you doing? But we certainly can drill down to further break down and provide that information that's more specific.
So you have this at the program level. Do you use it?
We do.
To evaluate how you're doing?
Yes, we do. Let me give you an example. When we look at a partner match over a six-month period, because we provide these reports to the Economic Development Commission, if the numerical result turns out to be quite different from what we have set either as target or our past performance, we go back and do detailed analysis of, at the program level, what is the partner match ratio and figure out what is different that's caused the overall result to be different. And then we drill down, send the information out to the various teams that are responsible for carrying out the work and raise questions, let people know we're seeing a deviation, we don't think there is a good reason for it, we want our staff to be more mindful, and sometimes it's because the data reporting is not complete, so we make up the data, and that's simple. Sometimes it's because people are not paying as much attention because they are not thinking about match or leverage as one of the important criteria in making funding decisions, and in that instance, that reminder is useful in making sure it gets factored into decision. So I guess to answer your question, the department does use this information. We do look at the numerical feedback as a way, as an indication of how well we're doing, but it's rough. And at a gross level, we look at the numbers, then we drill down to the more specific level at the program level and figure out where the differences are and where we need to pick up greater results.
Okay. Representative March, are you done, Representative Berger?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Sherry, I think this comes down to a conflict between goals of clarity when the Ways and Means process doesn't want 1,000 measures. And they're looking at the broad, at your whole department. And I think the policy committee here is very interested in those program by program numbers and seeing, I mean, are there some programs that maybe we need to reevaluate and say we should maybe change our focus here. And so I'm glad to hear that you are collecting it at the program level. I think this is totally in line with what the mission is here in House Bill 3131, is to get it at the program level so that the policy level committee can get a handle on what each program is providing.
Agree.
Thank you. Representative Gallegos had a question.
Yeah, on your data versus targets. The targets listed are only for, of course, the outlying biennia. But do you have the data that tells us what the benchmarks were for the historical data that's there and what performance was to those targets? The way I'm reading it, there's no comparison of how you did against a target.
Representative Gallego, members of the committee, if the question is about what is the basis for setting targets, or if the question is about whether we had targets for prior periods that are not listed on this sheet, the simple answer is we began setting performance targets for these performance measures for this current biennium. So 0102 would be the most would be the first fiscal year for which we had performance targets. For previous years, there were targets, but they didn't match up with these performance measures because this entire set of performance measurements and data tracking really were organized in the interim of 1901, the interim, out of the interim work group. And so the work group made recommendations for these performance measures, which then led to what the department and the commission adopted. And at that point on, we went back and collected old data, and which became reconstituted to be listed here. So for example, the bottom of page one in this spreadsheet, it says percent of all businesses assisted that are women and minority-owned businesses. We went back and looked at our data file and came up with the 29% and 7%. That's after the fact, after we had those performance measures collected, because before they were not performance measures, so we had the data, but we've never summarized them on an annual basis and reported them. The reason why we went back and reconstituted the historical data is because we thought it's useful for comparison purposes to know how well we're doing now that we go back a period of time, and in this case, it's since 1997.
Follow up?
Yes.
The only thing I would note is that typically when you have a performance target, it should always be greater than what your historical data is. In many cases, you've got and done the historical data to know where you have been, and your performances are already greatly above where your goals are, meaning you've understated some goals. That's just an observation of many of these line items, that the goal itself is understated based simply looking on some of the historical, I mean, what you've already achieved. So,
Representative Gallego, members of the committee, I understand your question here. If you look at, for example, the goal number one, jobs created retained, you'll see there is a really high number in 0102. And then the first 6 months in 0203, we are reasonably in line, but much higher than the target that was set. I would say that the reminder here is in 0103 biennium, it was the first time the commission engaged in setting targets for these performance measures. Their tools were, one, go back and look at historical data, two, look at the macroeconomic trends, and three, look at the department program level resources and potentially what could be accomplished. They took all of these into consideration to set the goals. And I think part of the reason why the job targets were more conservative was because the commission had been really focusing on creating new jobs as opposed to retaining current jobs. As it turned out, for our 0102 result, the 82-84 jobs that are projected that the department had had a hand in helping to create or retain. Roughly 70% of those jobs are retaining current Oregon jobs, and only a third of those, less than a third, were creating new jobs. So the commission, in setting the target, focused on job creation because that's how we have focused our energy in the past, and did not fully take into consideration the change in the depressed economy and the increased requirement of the department to work a lot more harder in helping to hold on to the jobs we already got as opposed to the job creation. That's something that is something that we have to learn along the way. But as you will also notice, we did not stop with, well, we're, you know, reaching the target, we're close to the target, so let's just sit back and not work as hard. I mean, in general, these targets are useful for us to look at our performance, but we also, because of our internal management review, we also make sure that we continue to push forward, and as we see the need to revise these targets, we continue to increase our program efforts. I think the other question is, how often should the commission revise the performance targets? And right now, we're talking with the commission about, after the budget is adopted, you'll see that they had a set performance target for 0305 based on the agency's budget proposal. Once the budget is adopted, the commission will be going back and make a round of revisions to the performance target based on resources available, changes in the economy, and recent performance data, and again make a determination on what should be changed to the level of performance that we should expect.
Representative Hunt.
Yeah, thanks, Madam Chair. Really, following up on Representative Gallegos' question, I guess I'm still not fully clear. Just take number two on the list, for example, where we've got, except for 99-2000, I'm not sure that's a real aberration figure there, that 12%. Everything else under number two is well above 50%, and four of them are above 60%. I guess help me understand why we would set the goals for 3 years out all below 60%.
Representative Hunt, members of the committee, the question is about, for example, percent of jobs retained and created compared to county average wage, and what percent will be above county average wage. And the question is, our target set for 0305 is at 60. Well, if you look at historical records, we seem to have been able to reach 60 without too much problem, so why not set a higher goal? In this instance, the commission's discussion is at a policy level. They want to make sure that we are mindful of quality jobs associated with the department's effort. And they use the wage comparison against county average as an indication of quality jobs. On the other hand, there was lengthy discussion about if we only focus on high-wage jobs, that we're likely to leave certain parts of the state out in the investment decisions. And the commissioners are concerned about not pushing the staff's funding decision toward only high-wage jobs, and therefore are likely to concentrate in certain geographic area instead of statewide. So this 60% was selected as a recognition of, we still want to encourage staff to do deals statewide, but we also want everyone to remember wage is an important indication of the deals we do and the kind of jobs that we're involved in. I'm not sure if this gives you a good answer. Let me put it this way, bluntly. If we're going to go only after high-wage jobs, we would be focusing on certain sectors, and those certain sectors' jobs will be concentrated in certain geographic regions. However, we also have a requirement to work statewide, and focusing on rural and distressed areas, which are statutory requirements. So this is partly a reflection of the recognition of those policy directions, and make sure the staff does not look at a couple of these performance targets and focus exclusively in certain regions of the state. Instead, commissioners still expect us to work statewide.
Sure. Madam Chair. Thank you. And maybe I'm misunderstanding that category, because I read that category as being above the county wage, the county average wage.
Yes.
So the percentage that's in Lake County, that average wage is going to be very different than the percentage in Washington County.
Correct.
And that, that this goal, again, it's just one example goal, but I see it trending on others, that this goal should be saying, we hope, regardless of the county, it's an opportunity, unless I'm misreading the category, it's an opportunity to say we expect statewide we're going to have in each county jobs that are above the average wage at a greater rate than we've done. And maybe I should preface it. I think looking at this committee, this is one of those bills that maybe feels like it's an attack on the department. But I hope you look at this committee. This is not a committee that's going to be attacking the department. There may be other committees in this building that you wouldn't want to be sitting in front of. But this committee, I think, very much, and I know this is where Representative Berger is coming from, very much wants to push us all. We want to be pushed. We want to push you. We want you to push us in terms of how we can come to the kind of aggressive but able to be achieved goals. I just don't see in that category how that can be even a push of a goal. It just seems like we're going to fulfill that even if we just kind of sit back.
Representative Hunt, members of the committee, I hope I did not come across as being defensive about this proposed legislation. I hope what I was trying to say has successfully been communicated, and that really is the department is generally supportive of the proposal. We think there are some minor issues related to terminologies and what they mean, but in general, the department is very committed to performance tracking and reporting, and we continue to look at any new information that will allow us to do this better. I think in the areas of target setting, your point is well taken. This is something that the Commission always wrestle a lot with the data and their concerns and what they see are the policy balances. But absolutely, if in every area we set a stretch goal, then most likely the percent of jobs created retained above county average wage would be higher than 60%.
Representative Pass.
Thank you. I appreciate your point about you have a requirement from the legislature to do high-wage jobs, to do rural, not statewide. The Revenue Committee is now looking at these bills that we sent over there last week and kind of fine-tuning those. And the more I read that language, there are a whole lot of things that the legislature is requiring your department to do. We want this, we want that. Has to be a certain amount of employment, and a discussion came up in that committee about how come it is so difficult sometimes to get to yes, and, which was the phrase we used. And just kind of as an observation, Madam Chair, that sometimes I think we can get in the way in trying to micromanage this agency. And with all due respect to Representative Salem, maybe we're asking you to do something that you're already doing, and asking you to add more regulations on top of what you already have. Maybe that's what we're trying to do here. So while I support the goals here, I think that this is something we should be careful of, is trying to make micromanage an agency of those 11 million jobs.
Was there a question?
There wasn't.
Just want to make sure. Representative Davis, did you have another question? Yeah. Representative Richardson.
Madam Chair. This is Sean. I think what I'm seeing is that we're hoping to get information that is reliable and useful, and much of the information that we get looks good but is difficult to draw any meaningful conclusions from. Mm-hmm. For instance, if we look at a column that says total jobs created or retained, and there's numbers in these columns, but then there's definitions of what does it mean to qualify as a job created. That they got a phone call, you know, can we help, and then they were going to go there anyway. What does it mean to retain a job? And so whoever controls those definitions controls the outcome. And so it's difficult to have a meaningful discussion about policy if we really don't know whether, you know, what is actually being done, and whether or not what is being done successfully, and whether it is the right thing to be doing. And even with the proposed wording here, you know, the focus is on programs, not categories, because categories, you could do very well in one, and another one could be a dismal failure, but you average them out and it looks okay. And so there's no way to know whether or not the things that are being done across the board are all being successfully done, or to what extent. Objective standards, you know, benchmarks, you know, I don't know what they are. For instance, I talked with the deputy director over Asian affairs about the Chinese consultant, Jebsen, which is in Shanghai, and I asked how much it costs and what has been the success. And it's sometimes difficult to get a clear answer as to what something's actually costing and whether or not it's cost effective. And so how many of these types of, you know, consultants are there? How much is going on? Where is it going? And it's very difficult to get our arms around it. And so maybe you would have some suggestions, knowing what you know about OECD, on how we could get accurate information, not just numbers, but actually be able to get information that we could use in determining where there's success and where there may be areas that have been placed by the legislature, but it hasn't really been working, or something like this. Because what we don't want is for OECD or any representative to be defensive. What we're trying to do is get to whether or not we can give some guidance and help and maybe assist you by not having so much time be spent in an area that's not productive. So I'd be very open for suggestions that you might have on how we could get to where we want to go.
Representative Richardson, members of the committee, I think related to areas of specific interest of committee members or legislators, we really need to just be willing to collect the information, report that information specific to the program or your question in order to answer your question. If we're looking at either agency-wide or program-level goals, objectives, and results, we have those. However, in the past, we've never had strong, sustained interest from policymakers to really look at them over time, understand the nuances, because it takes time. And I think one of the greatest challenges related to this agency is in preparing for our budget presentation, I took a quick look at the new program authorities that were given to the department over the last 10 years, because that's one part of the agency overview that needs to be included. It's a substantial list. And so on the one hand, we are carrying out a lot of new responsibilities in addition to functional and funded programs. On the other hand, if we're having to report on an increasing or varying number of portfolio, very often we don't have historical data because we have programs come and go. We don't have the ability to really show good comparables at the detailed program level because they're dynamic and changing. And in addition, we have found in the past policymakers tend to be interested in a small subset of what we do and not the full range of the things we do. So going back to the point of the statutory charges on the agency, we have job creation responsibilities, we have responsibility for industry development, focusing on certain sectors, and then community development, financing infrastructure, and then going on to focusing on rural distressed areas, down to small business service, etc. They are all interconnected, but they each have their own special requirement, different responsibilities, and different focus. We have found it very difficult to fold all of these information together and show you at a high level what is this department doing and how effective are we, and then at the program level, how well does the program perform and does it achieve the objectives that you will be interested in seeing. I think we have really struggled for a long time in collecting a lot of data, reporting them in many different ways, but in general, either it's too much data and not really answering the specific question, or too much data, you know, make it reduced and simpler. I think if there is some kind of a consensus among policymakers telling us, do these three things. And in fact, House Bill 3131 does that to some extent because it says jobs, leverage, and return to the state. These are the, it says not limited to these three things, but at least include these three things. If there could be some agreement on these are the most important performance reporting that the agency ought to be doing, and then in addition at the program level, as there is interest, we can share more information, that will be extremely helpful to us. We have the data, we collect them, we analyze them, we use them at a management level, but we have not been able to find an effective way to share information with you all and allow you to be able to really find them useful in terms of making policy guidance and decisions. So we can use your help.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Hess.
Comment. I'm just going to weigh in with editorials here and there.
That's okay. I'm just teasing.
You know, I think one of the problems here is that some of this that the department does is there's just nothing tangible. Like it could be a promotion in a tourism campaign that did attract a company that didn't really ever interface with you, or it could be that business is up in the lodging industry because of the tourism promotion that your department does. Mm-hmm. That, you know, resulted in a hotel being built or expanded, and those Christian kinds of jobs wouldn't show up in right. any of this data. I don't care how you write it. And so I think that while we want to get some more accountability, which is what I really think we're after, some of this is just really difficult to chart.
Yeah. Thank you, Representative Gallegos.
I would just like to comment, Representative has brought up a good comment about us micromanaging stuff. But I would just point out this morning in the Business, Labor, and Consumer Affairs Committee, another bill came forward, which this bill was going to put new responsibilities on OECDD, which I found quite interesting. So it's not just, I don't think, our committee, but this whole body. Yes. And I was surprised to see things like that, and there will be a bill coming up Wednesday in the committee which creates a small business entity in OECDD. So it was illustrating to me to see that we keep dumping more stuff as we don't even have our hands around here in this committee, the full scope of it, and yet there's other people running behind us or alongside or with from every which direction adding new things to the committee. So I'd just point out, please listen Wednesday to the hearing if you have time and the interest to might help put some perspective here on more of the challenges that they're going to have.
Well, thank you. Points well taken. Representative Marsh, did you want to weigh in?
Oh, might as well, since we're doing editorials. And this is to the freshman here, actually, now the term limits are no longer in play, and that certainly has affected the department as well as the legislature here. You know, you can request every time is to get back on this kind of a committee, the Trade and Economic Development type committee, and you will develop an expertise that will work well together with the department. We haven't had that over the last, 6 years, 8 years. And I think it's made a remarkable dysfunction in the work of the legislature with the department. And I think we're now just getting back to, okay, we're going to be here for a while. Let's work on this together. Let's look at the policy long term, and then move forward. So I think this is a good thing. Keep at it.
Point well taken. I think those are all good comments. Any other questions for Sherry? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been very helpful. Is there anybody else who wants to testify on House Bill 3131? Now I'll close a public hearing on House Bill 3131. And seeing no further business before the committee, I will adjourn till Wednesday. And maybe we'll have time for the business.